We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Briggs Auto Group and Kansas Land Tire. Now, with almost 50 combined years on the K-State Sports Network, here are your hosts, Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, presented each week by BriggsAuto.com and by Kansas Land Tire. I'm voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, joined by longtime color analyst and former Wildcat quarterback Stan Weber. Let's talk Kansas State basketball on the show today. And Stan, it's been a tough go here for the Wildcats of late after a midweek loss at home on Tuesday to a pretty darn good Texas Tech team still ranked in the top 25. The Cats are now 7-9 and 0-4 in conference play. And clearly you see some troubles. But I'll start with a positive from the game on Tuesday night. I really thought the fight in the team was better than we had seen in a while. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it was a good fight, Wyatt. It was just such a slow start. That 10-0 run was lingering over K-State all night long because it was 10-0 before you even knew what happened. And Texas Tech comes out and it's not the guy on the scouting report that you expect is going to hit you hard. But Kyler Edwards knocked down a three and then made some big-time plays to get Texas Tech going. And then K-State fought back, lost the lead, and fought back. And it was back and forth, but the whole day, if you just think about it, if it wasn't 10-0, if it was 8-6 or something at that point in the game, K-State probably would have been just fine. But they used a lot of energy to come back. They kept fighting back and fighting back. But in the end, it wasn't enough. You got to credit Texas Tech. They really did a nice job. K-State had pulled back within 6 points with about 5 minutes left in the game. It was the last push K-State had made. They'd tied the game after taking the lead with 13 minutes plus. We're still tied with 11 and a half minutes left in the game. So Texas Tech continued to do a good job of making plays when they needed to. Moretti, their guard who started last year for the team that went to the championship game in the NCAA tournament, really made some calm, nice plays in the game right when they needed them. And then they went to the boards. And that was something that K-State just couldn't keep them from doing. So Texas Tech made plays. You got to give them credit. But if you want to look at it for the Wildcats, there was a lot of fight in the ball game. You had a first-time starter, Dejuan Gordon, out there trying to do what he could. And I really thought Montavious Murphy stood up well to that Texas Tech front line. They were battling. It was physical inside. And I thought he did a very nice job leading the Cats and rebounding with six, getting his first double-digit scoring night ever with 11 points. I really liked how Montavious Murphy played.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you can see Dejuan and Montavious just growing. Not that they're mistake-free. I don't mean it that way in any way. But you can see their confidence level just go up each and every game, I think. Do you see it that way, too?
Well, I think so. It's going to be a little jagged, you would expect. But yeah. Right at this point in the season, we're into conference play, into January. And those guys are really staying focused. And I think the distraction factor is the biggest thing with the basketball team right now, Wyatt. Everyone's looking around to see what's going to go wrong next. You know, is it an official's call? Is it a turnover? Is it someone making a three-pointer from the opponent that shouldn't have gone in? You know, what's going to happen? What's going to go wrong? And there's a lot of that, which just completely creates an environment where you don't play to the best of your ability. The thing you've got to do is stay focused and let all that interference get out of the way and just stay locked in on what you need to do. And I have to say, watching this K-State basketball team, and boy, Wyatt, we get an opportunity to sit off to those guys and see what's going on and what their facial expressions are and even sometimes what they're saying out there. And I've really thought that Dejuan Gordon and Montavious Murphy and even to almost the same level, Antonio Gordon, those freshmen really haven't been distracted by the scoreboard or if there's a 10-0 start by Texas Tech. It doesn't seem to affect how they play, where they're focused. And I think that's a big thing. Yes, you want to win games. You don't want to just always look to the future. But there is some component that you have to look to the future and say, what are these guys going to be like? And I think the fact that they're staying focused with all the distraction going on around them is a good sign that they'll continue to improve.
All right, let's talk a little bit on the downside to a degree here. Let's talk McCall Maween. Going back to the Texas game last weekend, he played just 10 minutes in the game Tuesday night against Texas Tech, just about 5.5 minutes. I just think he's lost total confidence. He just seems lost. How do you see McCall Maween right now?
Well, I don't think that there is that purpose, that intensity of I'm a part of this and I can make a difference. It's more like I'm out here and let's just see what happens. Now, McCall Maween has a little bit of that, so we got to be careful. You know, everyone has a different scale of mentality. You know, the look you see on the face of a Montavious Murphy when he's out there playing, you probably have never seen that with McCall Maween, even when he was lighting up the scoreboard in Sprint Center at the Big 12 tournament. So he's always a relaxed player, right? I mean, he's not going to show a lot of emotion and he's just kind of going to give you that blank stare out there. But I do agree with you, Wyatt. I see it just another level of something not being there. If it's confidence, that's very likely the chance that he doesn't believe that he's going to be able to play very many minutes without a foul or. But I just don't see the sense of purpose. Like, I can affect this. Sometimes seniors just have that mode that's different. They know it's their last year, and they go, I am going to go do something about this. And you don't see that right now with McCall Maween. He's just kind of going with the flow. It's as if he's in a boat floating down the water and doesn't believe he has an oar or an engine that can turn on and actually move his boat where he wants. He's just kind of going with it right now. And that's the thing with the K-State basketball team right now, Wyatt. We've talked about the youngsters. We're not just trying to say, hey, wait 2 or 3 years and you're going to see Barry Brown, Dean Wade, and Kamau Stokes again. That's not the message we're trying to give you today. It really is. Those guys are locked in and trying to improve and making strides. And the older guys right now are really at the opposite end. They are not locked in. They're distracted by a lot of things. During the game, you just don't see the same intensity, belief, confidence, leadership out there. And that's where you get a little bit of a mixed bag. It's not every player every minute either, Wyatt. They kind of take turns. But you talked about a line where McCall Maween basically has zeros all the way across. Well, Mike McGurl 2 games ago had the same type of line when against TCU, he was 0-3 from the free throw line, no rebounds, no points. You know, it's each of them taking their turn, not playing up to their level. And that's what's hurt K-State right now, because you've got to count on your veterans. Even though we can talk about improvement by the youngsters, they just need to be supplemental guys. Helpful, you know, they can't be the guys that you're counting on. This isn't Michael Beasley, okay? You're not talking about an NBA star that you can just lean on as a freshman or Bill Walker. That's not the kind of players these freshmen are. They need time, they need help, and right now the veterans are really inconsistent, and that's really affecting the Wildcats' chance to win games. All of them close. They're 0-4 in conference play, but all of them they had a chance to win. They just haven't been making the winning plays.
Quite a stretch coming up for Kansas State basketball. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. The Wildcats home on Saturday to take on West Virginia. And then next Tuesday, before we get together again, they will play in Lawrence in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown against Kansas. More on that, but we remind you first, the Wildcat Weekly Podcast is presented by BriggsAuto.com, where they never match prices. They always beat them. BriggsAuto.com, longtime partner of K-State Athletics. And from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. K-State and West Virginia at Bramlage Coliseum on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Our coverage on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College will begin straight up 12 noon. And how about the job that Bob Huggins has done? They have gone from 4-14 a year ago in the Big 12 and 15-21 overall to a 14-2 start, 3-1 in the Big 12, ranked 17th in the country, I believe. Wow, that's quite a turnaround.
It really is, but that's what Bob Huggins' basketball has been, Wyatt. There are very few seasons that end with a record less than 500, so do not bet that that's a trend or a problem. But this team's playing at a very high level, Wyatt. That's the message I think that we need to let everybody know, and it's good for Mr. Huggins' heart. You know, I mean, he was stressed last year. he doesn't like having a lack of success, and he's really rebuilt this basketball team, and they're doing so many things well, Wyatt. They really are playing good offense, and then the defense, as you can imagine, is off the charts. Not only are they keeping opponents to less than 60 points a game, right now 59.3, 10 of their opponents, 10 of the 16, haven't even got to the 60-point mark. So they are locking down, playing good defense, even when they went to Lawrence. Think about this. They had a chance to win that game, and that's the only loss they've had in a while, Wyatt. Kansas scored only 60 points in Allen Fieldhouse against this defense. So right now it is not press Virginia. So if you haven't watched West Virginia play very much this year, you're not going to see the full court pressure and running around and saying we can foul you more than the officials can call fouls and all the things that you might say about West Virginia. Not true, Wyatt. They are just playing half court defense, mixing in different things, locking down. And I think they've been very smooth on the offensive end, complimentary, and they've really learned to be indifferent about what their lineup is. He's got 12 different guys he'll run through, all different combinations. There's not just one, and he's really taught his guys to do your job. Don't worry about who else is on the court with you. The chemistry will work. We're all going to do it together, and it's just going to be random about who's in there with you. Just get in there and get to work, and they've been able to do that. And, oh, by the way, there's a pretty good guy in the middle, a pretty big guy that's helped them out a little bit as well.
Yeah, that's a five-star center, Oscar Tshiebwe from the Congo, who's really taken the place of Sagaba Kanate and has done just a terrific job. Now, they're different players. Kanate was much more of a shot blocker and a really, really good one. This guy is a better scorer in my mind and really one of the elite rebounders for a freshman in the country. But they're more than that, too. I think one area, Stan, and I'll have you comment on this, too, one area where I think West Virginia is light years better than they've been not only last year, but maybe for 3 or 4 or 5 years, and that's shooting the ball from the outside. I mean, you look at Emmett Matthews, you look at Miles McBride, Taz Sherman, Sean McNeil. They've got some kids now that can shoot the ball from the perimeter.
Yeah, they do, and that's one of the things that you really notice when you start watching the tape, because you're ready to say, okay, you know what you're going to get with Bob Huggins' team, and watch that defensive end, rebounding, contesting shots, and all of those things, and recently even the full court press. And now you watch, you're going like, hey, I don't think I'm watching a different team. We're not seeing the full court pressing. You're seeing the lockdown on defense, but there's good movement with the basketball, Wyatt, and there's good shooting. There's spot-up shooting. When they get an open shot, it's guys knocking it down. Very impressive. It's the one thing I noticed immediately when I started watching West Virginia more intently was how the open shot is just being made. You think about the last few years, even with West Virginia basketball teams that were successful, oftentimes a shot might be missed, and then the game was on, right? The offensive rebounds going to the boards.
That was their offense, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't care if they missed. And now you go, oh, there's an 18 rip. Okay, that possession's over. Get back down on defense. And you really do notice that. They're starting to shoot the ball with accuracy in the mid-range and making some three-pointers as well. But that's not the key thing. I mean, they rely on the three-point shot maybe less than anybody in the country right now. They average only 5.4 three-point makes a game. So we're not talking about standing out behind that new international line and launching shots. We're just talking about in the mid-range, open jumpers. They've really done a nice job of becoming a good offensive basketball team in more ways than just physicality at the basket.
And then Kansas next Tuesday in Lawrence, a 6 o'clock start. Our network coverage will begin at 5. I guess just a quick thought on Kansas. They were a 26-win team a year ago. Back in the top 10 now, they're 13-3. They won their midweek game at Oklahoma. And how impressive was that, especially when you factor in that Devon Dotson made the trip but didn't play?
Devon Dotson is the leading scorer in the Big 12, sat out some of the loss at home against Baylor and didn't play at all against Oklahoma. So that's a real question why. You know, what is his health going to be? He's obviously a dominant player and the leader of the basketball team, but having Azubuike back inside has helped Kansas so much. And they really have a lot of depth, a lot of capabilities are coming at you, and are just a lot more experienced basketball team. You think about Dotson, if he is available, the difference between being a veteran sophomore right now compared to last year when he fought so hard as a freshman, Kansas is playing at a high level. And you can't look at that loss against Baylor and start wondering what's wrong with the Jayhawks. I think it's more of a compliment of how good Baylor is for them to go in there and do the work that they did to get a lead right before the half on a 21-4 run and then hold it in a double-digit fashion the whole second half. It's really about how good Baylor's playing. So Kansas really has a team loaded and ready, Wyatt, to not only be a factor in a Big 12 conference, but yes, they're back to being a national championship contender. And so it's high-level basketball. It's hard. It's Allen Fieldhouse. It's all the things that we've seen before. But this team's in a much better position than last year's was.
Well, to wrap it up, we'll give you the Saturday schedule. We mentioned Kansas State hosting West Virginia. That game at 1 o'clock. Our network coverage begins at 12 noon. At 11 a.m., Baylor will be at Oklahoma State. A couple of other 1 o'clock games with Kansas at Texas and TCU at Oklahoma. And then 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, Iowa State plays at Texas Tech. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Again, our coverage from Bramlage Coliseum this weekend on Saturday begins at noon as K-State plays host to Bob Huggins and the Mountaineers of the University of West Virginia. Our program, the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, presented each and every week by BriggsAuto.com and by Kansas Land Tire. For partner Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening. Go Cats!
This has been the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Briggs Auto Group and Kansas Land Tire. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.